Watertown city leaders insist the fire department has become too expensive. They say to help cut costs, the firefighters' union contract needs to change. If it doesn't, the city says it will be forced to consider layoffs. But the firefighter union is standing behind an agreement they say protects the safety of Watertown residents. WRVO's Julio Botero reports.
As Watertown Mayor Joe Butler started drafting his first budget as the city's new leader, he saw pretty quickly money was going to be tight. What stood out to Butler and the rest of the city council was the cost of the fire department. In a press release earlier this month, the mayor released the salaries of the department's entire staff, including the cost of their health insurance and retirement.
It's important that the citizens know what it costs to run a fire department.
In writing, the mayor takes issue with the collective bargaining agreement between the firefighters' union and the city. Butler says he's proud of the fire department, but he can't get behind the requirements in their contract.
You know, you love your kids, but you don't give them everything they want, you know? You have a budget, and it's just time to change a model that's no longer sustainable for the long term.
The city council's biggest gripe with the union contract is the requirement that 15 firefighters be on duty every day of the week, 24 hours a day. They say that costs too much. Watertown City Manager Sharon Addison says, also, the way the fire department is structured is inefficient.
The organizational structure is very top-heavy, and by that I mean there is significant supervisor to firefighter ratio.
The fire department has 27 officers and 48 firefighters. Addison says no other department, not even the police, has that much management. She suggests demoting up to 10 of the department's leaders to cut costs.
The city leadership does not like the fire department.
Dan Doherty, president of the Firefighters Union, says the National Standard of Firefighting recommends that 15 staffing requirement. He says restructuring the fire department could jeopardize the safety of Watertown residents even more.
There's an old saying that I learned in the military that, you know, you shoot for the officers first because a leaderless army is done for. I don't think the city's really thinking of that.
Doherty says the Firefighters Union has presented the city with its own proposal for how to move forward in revising the union contract. Doherty says overtime costs for firefighters would be lower if the city hired more staff.
It's cheaper to pay straight time than time and a half. I don't know why the city hasn't figured that out yet.
But even in the years when the fire department had more staff, according to a review of the budget by NCPR's data reporter Britt Hansen, overtime costs reached over $400,000. Butler says under the current contract agreement, more staff would add pension and retirement costs down the line.
The most important things you do as an elected official is provide public safety, police, and fire. But you have to balance the financial strength of the city. You can't create two departments that provide extreme safety and then drive taxes up so high no one wants to live in the city.
Tonight, the Watertown City Council hopes to decide on one of two plans for the fire department. The first would eliminate the deputy and battalion chief's position and demote 8 captains. A second option would avoid layoffs but demote 10 leaders. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.